This is Small Favors, All Flavors. It is 6:58 a.m. November 26, 2022, Saturday morning, and what we're going to talk about is a bunch of BS. I have no idea exactly what we're going to talk about, but I'm going to read something I wrote. Some people don't know how to act when there's nothing for them to talk negative about, but oh, trust me, they'll find something because that's the only thing they enjoy doing. You ever meet them kind of people in your life? People that you know personally that like do nothing but talk, gossip, and bad about others. Here, let me read this whole thing. Talking bad about anyone and everyone they can. I hope everyone enjoys their night and had a good Thanksgiving, though. This year is almost over, and I hope next year is better for you than this year was. You being anyone who reads this, enjoy your evening and be yourself, not who you think someone wants you to be. Stand up for people that do no wrong to someone, yet all they can do is talk bad about them. Tell people you don't want to gossip about mutual family and friends. Be a leader, not a follower, for real. Or change the subject on them if you're tired of all the gossip and negativity and just want to talk about something normal or enjoyable for a change. But maybe I'm wrong for not wanting to gossip and be a part of that negative social life everybody else is a part of. And if I am, I'll happily stay as wrong as I've always been because I hate that shit. Gossip to me is one of the biggest turnoffs. I hate when somebody like starts talking about somebody we both know, or and it's hard for me to explain stuff, but if you know what I mean, it seems like gossip is a part of people's social life, and I don't like that part of people's social life. Why? Because it's very negative. It brings negative, you know, energy to a situation. I don't like to talk about negative things. I don't like to be surrounded by people who want to talk about negative things. I don't want to be surrounded by people who want to gossip about people that we all know and say we love and care about. And if I am a bad person for doing that, I'll always stay the bad person I am. And that's really all I got to say about the little gossip part there. Let me try to find something else I wrote. Let's see. Okay. Oops, sorry about that. So peaceful minding my own business. More people should try it instead of looking, literally looking for a reason to not like someone or involve themselves in that person's life just because they looked for a reason to not like them. Not because the person did anything to them or even said a word to them ever, but simply because they left their home and expected the world to bend to their comfort. Well, you need to get real. And those kind of people are true pieces of shit. Not just a piece of shit because someone said they were. And that's another little writing I said, and why I said that is because I feel like there's a lot of people out there who, you know, have no business even bringing somebody else up in a conversation. They'll talk about somebody they don't even know. I'll give you an example. Somebody will be drinking in a public area at like a bar, you know. There'll be somebody in an apartment across the street. The person in the bar doesn't know the person in the apartment. Yet, the person in the apartment's TV is by their window, their bed's by their window, they sit by their window. The person in the bar decides, I don't like what they're doing. They're sitting by their window because they want to look out their window at me. Even though the person who's been sitting in their window's probably been sitting in that window for 15 years, and the person that's going to that bar just started coming to that bar. Because if they didn't just start coming to that bar, then why wouldn't they know that that person has been sitting there, sits there every day? Why can't they see the TV right in front of them? Why don't the person looking up into the person's window, looking for a problem just because they're bored, miserable, whatever, and enjoy fucking with other people for no reason? But why can't they see the TV? Why can't they see that the person in the window is not looking at them? Why can't they see that the person in the window does not give a shit about them, want anything to do with them, nor care about what they're doing? You know why? Because that person that's down on the ground drinking, who is just a miserable person, is looking for a reason to be upset about something. There's always people in the world. You're always going to find these people out there in the world. Some people call them Karens. I don't know. But they look for anything they can to be upset about. They will leave their home, go out in the public somewhere, and just start finding something to talk negative about. You'll be sitting there, and like, even if you know the person, they'll just start talking negative about, like, look at that person across the street over there. They shouldn't have that kind of jacket on today. It's 50-something degrees out. Well, you get what I'm saying? I hope so. But anyway, let's move on from that little ramble. It would be nice to hear this from someone without it being because someone mentioned it first. But no one ever does that, do they? And what it is this. This is what it would be nice to hear.
You stop for a second. Take a deep breath. You. Yeah. You. You need to stop for a second. Take a deep breath. And look at how far you've come. You've made a lot of progress. You have a tendency to beat yourself up because you're not where you want to be. But look at how far you've come.
Okay, the point is right there is, here, I'll read it all. It would be nice to hear that first without it being because I mentioned it to someone. But no one ever does that, do they? No one ever randomly says to almost anyone else, hey, look how far you've came from where you were. For real. Including me. Including me. I don't do that either. So don't make this about you. But it really would be nice if more of us did this more often for others. It would be nice if people uplifted others behind their backs instead of tearing them down all because they are mad about something that didn't go their way or just in a bad mood period. It would be nice if the gossip I heard wasn't gossip and something positive about a person. It would be nice if we were all a little more possible. It would be nice if we all were a little more positive and a little less negative. But that's called fantasy. Shit, you goofies are probably laughing at this post right now, huh? Well, keep laughing and I'll keep being me. I'll keep growing as a man, learning every day that me and no one else is perfect and we could all be a little nicer and more appreciative. Especially me, right? And that's my post about that. And why I wrote that post, because obviously I feel like there is a whole shit ton of people, including me and pretty much everyone I know, that we don't fucking tell each other, hey, man, you're doing good, or hey, you're doing good, you know, to your wife, sister, mother, whoever. We don't tell each other that, like, hey, you came real far, I'm really proud of you, you work your ass off, you do da da da. And you know what, if you do, good for you. You're a very good person for doing that all the time on a, you know, regular basis to keep uplifting that person, because people need that. But you know what, it's something we don't do much anymore because we've disconnected as a society so far from each other. You know what we've done? We've disconnected because disagreement. It's called the big disconnect, the disagreement disconnection, we'll call it. Where if you don't agree with somebody on almost anything today, you disconnect from each other. Stop talking slowly, lose interest in like going out to do the same things together, and just, you know, slowly disconnect because you disagreed with something. But we're all disconnected so far. The real reason people don't do that is because, you know, we're so disconnected as a society and we don't care about each other like we should. I believe truly that technology is a great thing, you know, to make our lives better. But unfortunately, social media and being able to go online so easily has disconnected us from our families. Why? Because 150 years ago, you'd spend a lot more time talking to your family, being with your family, working with your family. Today, even when you're working with your family, with your friends, whoever, even when you're with your family at Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, or whatever family event it may be, it don't have to be any of those. You're on social media, you're on your phone, you're thinking about something else to do with, you know, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. I could go on and on. But, you know, let's forget about all that right now. It'd just be nice to hear someone say, you're doing a good job without you having to tell them that. I ain't saying we're all like this. You know, I speak for myself, personal experiences. This is my life I'm talking about, not yours. We're not all the same. We obviously have different brains. Think very differently. Oh, here's another little saying. Like I've always been told, don't say someone didn't tell you if they clearly did, especially if they have already multiple times. And if they didn't tell you, that's on them. Why I wrote that post is because there are truly so many different people out there that, you know, will tell you something over and over and over, and you won't really listen to them. And then you'll do something, and they'll be like, look, I told you that was going to happen if you did that. And, you know, you can't say that they didn't tell you because they were telling you repeatedly. Or, like, when somebody tells you, I'm a messed up person, you don't want to be with me. Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then they end up cheating on you, lying to you, stealing from you. When they told you the whole time, listen, I'm a messed up person, you don't want to be with me. Oh, yes, I do. Well, I don't want to be with anyone but you. Even though I'm fucked up. Yeah, yeah. Boom. And then they leave you. Now, I'm sorry, I'm spinning off track. I haven't slept in almost 40 hours. It's been Thanksgiving. I just got off work. Hope everybody has a good day. I don't make many of these podcasts. I'd really like to do video podcasts and sit down with other people and talk about real-world events like the Amazon burning, you know, like how much oxygen is in the atmosphere for us to breathe, like how much spring water is left, how much good water is left on Earth, how much food do we have on Earth, you know, just like statistics about things and like important stuff, like what's going on with COVID right now, what's going on with Biden, what's going on with Twitter, what's going on with that Tate dude, what's going on with, you know, the Yellowstone volcano, what's going on with Alaska, what's going on with the icebergs all melting, you know, what's going on with climate change, what's going on with everything. I'd just like to talk to other people about it, get their opinions about it, it'd be nice, but have a good day, and enjoy your life.